All fencing and concrete inaugural barriers. I'm Dick Iuliano.
More states raising concerns this morning over running out of the coronavirus vaccine.
The Prince George's County Schools update regarding a return to in-person learning. I'm Christy King.
Gains across the board on Wall Street Wednesday trading. Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Frontline workers join singer Demi Lovato on stage.
And I know it's gonna be. Oh,
they were part of a star-studded list of performers for an inauguration event at the Lincoln Memorial. Shortly after being sworn in as the 46th President of the United States, Mr. Biden said unity is crucial to moving forward.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this. Bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Shortly after entering the White House, President Joe Biden got to work. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
One-third of the 17 executive orders President Biden signed on his first day in office relate to immigration. The president has halted construction of the border wall, rescinded some of the Muslim ban, issued a 100-day moratorium on deportations, and announced the administration will suspend MPP, also known as the Remain in Mexico policy, which requires asylum seekers not from Mexico to wait for their hearings while in that country. He has also proposed a path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
The post-inauguration festivities included a traditional presentation of gifts to the new president and first lady. Senator Mitch McConnell handed over flags.
The Star-Spangled Banner is our greatest symbol of our endurance of the American idea. It flies over this building on triumphant days and on tragic ones. Over all factions and all parties.
His presidency over, Donald Trump said farewell to Washington, but also hinted about a comeback. CBS's Paula Reed says there is already one big change noticed following President Biden's swearing in.
The biggest difference we've noticed here at the White House between these administrations has been the new must-have accessory, because it is proof of a COVID test, which you are now required to get before you enter the White House grounds. Just one of many signs that this administration will be taking COVID a lot more seriously.
The push to inoculate Americans against the coronavirus hits a roadblock. CBS's Jim Krasula.
An increasing number of states are reporting they are running out of the vaccine. Tens of thousands of people who were able to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. Just half of the 31 million doses distributed nationwide have been administered.
Only 2 million people have received the two doses needed for maximum protection against the virus, according to the CDC. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Thursday morning, 21st of January, 2021. Partly to mostly sunny later today. Another breezy day this Thursday, the high of 43. We're at 27 right now. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the news as we do ride into this Thursday together. Inauguration Day, one for the history books now, looking much different, it did, in many ways, especially when it came to the lack of huge crowds that we've seen in past years.
It was a cold, blustery day in the district, but some folks did show up here. In fact, the drum corps set up playing in celebration of Joe Biden's inauguration. Several others did show. They wanted to show their support for the new Biden administration, despite the fact they were told not to come out on the streets. One, because of security reasons, and because of COVID-19. We're still in the pandemic.
I don't like it. It takes away from this beautiful city. But I think it was, I don't want to say overkill, because they didn't know and they had all these threats.
Some folks stopping by the north side of the Capitol with their Biden signs, American flags, taking pictures with the Capitol building as a backdrop. Near the Capitol, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
It's 3:04. We're learning two arrests apparently were made near the security perimeter on Wednesday for the inauguration. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's office says the arrest by federal law enforcement were for weapons charges. The first made at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest for unregistered ammunition, and someone else apparently was arrested at 19th and 8th Streets Northwest for having a BB gun in possession. With the 59th presidential inauguration in the history books this morning, crews are now working this overnight early morning to remove much of the security fencing and traffic barriers in and around the region in downtown D.C.
COVID and the storming of the Capitol prevented Washington from welcoming as many people to the inauguration as the city would have liked.
But we are proud that the event was executed as well as it was.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
And we hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05 Thursday morning. Turning the page, other stories we're following for you this hour. D.C. opening up more appointments for older residents, we hear, to get their first COVID vaccine shots. D.C. Health says that starting at 9 a.m. this Thursday morning, about 2,200 new appointments will become available for residents 65 years and older who live in priority zip codes or healthcare workers. Those priority zip codes cover most of wards 1, 4, 5, 7, and 8. You'll need to register online or by phone. Heads up on that. Because demand for the vaccine is so high, those appointments are expected to fill up and fill up quickly. Prince George's County teachers and school staff could start getting COVID-19 shots next month under a deal being worked out right now with a local health care provider. That has the system's CEO saying she is more optimistic about the possibility of reopening schoolhouse doors.
COVID numbers in the community will influence decisions being made by the school system and everything subject to change. But right now, hybrid learning in Prince George's could begin possibly in spring for small groups in specific grades or categories, such as those in special education or learning English. If a change is announced, families would have the option of finishing the school year under the hybrid method or with distance learning. As for the preferred COVID metrics, one is a rolling 14-day average of 91 or fewer new daily cases. Right now, it's 468. Christy King, WTOP News.
Prince George's County Public Schools are trying to reopen as well by Monday, February 1st. The people in charge of the school system this morning urging every employee to get vaccinated. Of course, this plan could be delayed if infection rates remain high from the coronavirus. If they resume in-person learning this spring, they then expect to return small groups of students such as specific grade levels and special education using the hybrid model. Stay tuned. A number of Washingtonians say this morning they have a sense of hope now as they look ahead to the next 4 years. Others remain more watchful, if you will.
Joshua Smith owns his own business in D.C. and says his parents raised him to be politically aware.
They tend to talk to me about it, so I'm forced to listen and understand both sides of what's going on. Though there's disagreements every now and then.
Smith said he'd like to see the nation move closer to unity in the next 4 years, but he remains a bit skeptical.